This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Right now, you only need $1 and about 29 cents to get a British pound. Investors worry about the impact of the UK's vote to leave the European Union. That has the pound hitting lows today, not seen since the heyday of the Pet Shop Boys. The flip side of all this is a strong dollar, which has a mixed impact on America's economy. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace joins us to talk about that. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning.
So first, let's talk about the UK. Why is the pound still under pressure?
Well, uncertainty is the main driver there. Toulon Nguyen is a currency strategist with Commerzbank in Frankfurt.
We do not even know who will be the next prime minister and what his plans are regarding the UK's future in the EU.
And she says that uncertainty means investors are piling into so-called safe haven assets like gold and the Japanese yen.
And U.S. Treasuries and the U.S. dollar, which means a stronger dollar. That's very nice if you're vacationing in the U.K. and you're American right now, but obviously there are other impacts. Tell us about those.
Right. So the first reason that might matter to us here is that a lot of stuff is effectively cheaper with a strong dollar, anything imported from toilet brushes to cars. And on the flip side, anyone whose business depends a lot on exports is going to be a little less happy. Another area that can suffer is tourism. People overseas are less likely to blow their savings on, say, a really expensive trip to Disneyland or Vegas.
Okay, and the Fed minutes will be out today. These are from meetings before the Brexit vote, but this is something they think about, the Brexit, the strong dollar. How are they looking at this issue?
Right, the long and the short of that is that a strong dollar means potentially weak inflation, which the Fed doesn't want. Nguyen, the currency strategist, says the dollar is strong partly because the Fed has been saying it's going to raise interest rates, so it would be easy for the Fed to unsay that.
If they really wanted it, they're in a really good position to do it because they're the only ones amongst the major central banks who currently are planning on normalizing monetary policy.
The Fed wants to see inflation right around 2%, and it's been below that.
Marketplace's Lewis Wallace. Thanks.